If, as poet Robert Frost said, good fences make good neighbors, the same is true of the bridges along the 77,000 miles of highways in the state. They do more than just span roads and gullies and rivers. They also are vital, both economically and socially. In rural areas, for instance, bridges help farmers bring crops to market. In urban settings, they help bring neighborhoods together. Bridges come in three parts: a roadbed, a support structure that carries the roadbed, and an abutment that connects the bridge to land. Early abutments were made of stone, but today they're made of poured-in-place concrete, as are most roadbeds. That's because concrete wears well under heavy traffic. Bridge engineers face a major challenge, however, in trying to choose the right design for the support structure. The design must balance the cost of the construction against the loads that the structure support must carry over the span. Solutions to that challenge are found in a variety of bridges statewide, depending upon their time, place, and materials. For instance, Waco's 1870 steel suspension bridge was designed by the structural engineer John Augustus Roebling of New York to bring cattle to market. Today, it's a pedestrian bridge and a National Historic Monument. In Houston, a cast-in-place concrete bridge with a sleek flat bottom and tapering steel-clad columns spans Memorial Drive and Buffalo Bayou. It was built in the 1950s and connects the Heights neighborhood with downtown. Bridges built with riveted steel girders were common in the 1930s and 40s. They're still found in rural Texas. Instead of driving over their roadbeds, motorists drive through their steel trusses. In Houston, the design and technology of four arched suspension bridges that span Interstate 59 are pedestrian-friendly and rejoin neighborhoods. Each bridge changes its surrounding landscape in some fashion, whether it transforms wilderness into rural land, or it becomes a signature for a city.